the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations like China are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer. It's going to come to your phone, your mobile phone. It doesn't have to be a smartphone, though. It's not an application. It works with all text-enabled mobile phones. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day, every meeting, every appointment, everything. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, and this is what separates them from all the other organizing things out there. They're going to let you know about, and this is all based on where you are at any given time. They're going to let you know about the things you can't plan for, that are unimaginable. The sudden blizzard, the flash flood, the tornado, the earthquake, the terrorist attack. You're going to find out about these things. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Now, to set the stage for the coming year, okay, I'm going to tell you nine things about the Second Amendment that you may or may not know, okay? If you know it already, good. As we go forth this year, we're going to be facing a bunch of challenges, as we do every year. But if you don't, then arm yourself with this. Knowledge is power. Now, the first and most important one about the Second Amendment is that the Second Amendment, well, the Constitution, period, didn't create or grant rights. It recognized and protects rights that inherently exist. You're born with them. That's why the founders used the word unalienable previously in the Declaration of Independence. These rights cannot be created or taken away. In the D.C. versus Heller, in order to do something towards the gun grabbers at large, that was an attempt to codify the pre-existing right. The very text of the Second Amendment implicitly recognizes the pre-existence of the right and declares only that it shall not be infringed. This is not a right that you got from the Constitution. When you took your first breath, you had it. Number two, the Second Amendment is an individual right. It is not a collective right. The use of the word militia, they like to go with that, and they want to call that the National Guard. If you want a gun, go join the National Guard. However, once again, back to Heller and McDonald, this has been clearly shown to be an individual right. The operative clause of the Second Amendment is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, which is used three times in the Bill of Rights. The court explained that all three of these instances unambiguously refer to individual rights, not collective rights, or rights that may be exercised only through participation in some corporate body. Adding, nowhere in the Constitution does a right attributed to the people refer to anything other than an individual right. Item number three, and this is very important, because even with the 1903 Militia Act, this is still a fact because it mentions the unorganized militia in the 1903 Militia Act. Every citizen is the militia. In order to try to further clarify the use of the word militia, the court states the ordinary definition of militia is all able-bodied men. Today, we would say it's everybody, not just men. The court explains keeps arms was simply a common way of referring to possessing arms for militiamen and everyone else. Since the militia is all of us, it doesn't mean only carrying a weapon in an organized military unit. It was clearly an individual right having nothing to do whatsoever or dependent whatsoever on service in a militia. Number four, personal self-defense is the primary purpose of the Second Amendment. All over. It's against all things. Against purse snatchers, against sexual assaults, attempted murder, attempted assault, or tyranny. Self-defense. Period. Item number five. This is also very important. There is no interest balancing approach to the Second Amendment. Now, interest balancing means that we balance a right with other interests. The court notes that we don't interpret rights this way, stating we know of no other enumerated constitutional right whose core protection has been subjected to a freestanding interest balancing approach. The very enumeration of the right takes out of the hands of government the power to decide on a case-by-case basis whether the right is really worth insisting upon. Second Amendment and all the Bill of Rights are not dependent upon democracy. They're not supposed to be able to be voted away. They're not supposed to be able to have anything happen to them. They're just there. You were born with them. They're just there. The government, that's holy ground that they're not supposed to walk on. The court states that even though gun violence is a problem to be taken seriously, the enshrinement of constitutional rights necessarily takes certain policy choices off the table. New York, Connecticut, Illinois, California, Maryland. Item number six. Second Amendment exists to prevent tyranny. It's not there for you to duck hunt. It's not there for you to conceal carry and be able to with, you know. That's part of it. But at the end of the day, the court explains when the able-bodied men of a nation are trained in arms and organized, they are better able to resist tyranny. The court stated that the founders noted that history showed that the way tyrants had eliminated a militia consisting of all able-bodied men was not by banning the militia, but by simply taking away the people's arms, enabling a selective militia or standing army to suppress political opponents. When they ratified all this, the fear at the time was that the government would become oppressive. Who'd have thunk it? During the 1788 ratification debates, the fear that the federal government would disarm the people in order to impose rule through a standing army or select militia was pervasive. The response to that concern was the Second Amendment. One thing we don't talk about very much, although some people sort of skirt the issue a little bit, it's there, so if somebody's foolish enough to try to invade our country comes in, well, we get to deal with them too. That provision, like tyranny, isn't an everyday occurring use of the right. More like a once-of-a-century kind of provision. But, the Japanese didn't want none of us. When we come back, we're going to talk about the remaining two things, which makes me scratch my head. But knowing these items, especially the balancing of interests, We'll talk about that in just a little bit. What I'm really talking about as far as balancing of interests. In the case of this young man in Beaumont, Texas, at the shopping mall, that was a balance of interest. Some people saw that. They're terrified by it. So in the interest of everybody feeling safe, because they don't want to see a gun, they've made a big pile of minutiae out of this kid carrying a gun into a place where he could, legally. But we will get on the last two when we get back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. Welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Quick shout out to a couple of ninjas that I know were there. I think they're still there. Dennis Martinez, who's one of the Battle Comp testers, and Coltplay51. What's up, guys? Let's talk about the nine things you may or may not know about the Second Amendment. As we start the new year out, let's go forth and spread that constitutional cheer amongst the gun grabbers. To make them further go into conniption fits. Item number 8, the Second Amendment protects weapons in common use at the time.
The court held that the right to keep and bear arms isn't unlimited like most rights. Rights secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. The court upheld restrictions like the prohibition of arms by felons and the mentally ill and carrying in certain prohibited places like schools and courthouses. What is protected are weapons in common use at the time. That doesn't mean common weapons in common use at the time it was written. The court said the idea would be frivolous and that the Second Amendment extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding. The court's criteria includes weapons of popular widespread use that are overwhelmingly chosen by American society. The most popular weapon chosen by Americans, like, say, an AR-15, for example. Item number 10, or excuse me, 9. There's only 9 to begin with, right? Item number 9, and this is the one, if the first 8 haven't, if they're not ripping at their clothes, this one is sure to send them deep over the end. Second Amendment might require full-blown military arms to fulfill the original intent. The court did not rule specifically on this in D.C. versus Heller, but noting that weapon technology has drastically changed, mentioning modern-day bombers and tanks, they stated the conception of the militia at the time of the Second Amendment's ratification was the body of all citizens capable of military service, who would bring the sorts of lawful weapons that they possessed at home to militia duty. It may well be true today that a militia, to be as effective as militias in the 18th century, would require sophisticated arms that are highly unusual in society at large. They further added that the fact that modern developments in modern weaponry have limited the degree of fit between the prefatory clause and the protected right cannot change our interpretation of the right. Oh, no. What that basically means is, even though Dragon missiles are typically used only in the battlefield, they may still be part of the Second Amendment. A full ruling has not been made, as this was not in the scope the court was asked to rule on the D.C. versus Heller case, but they did leave the door open for a future ruling. Scalia mentions in his majority, what he wrote in the majority opinion, that man-portable is the part of bearing arms. So that means if you, or you a man, you a woman, if you can carry it, it's a Second Amendment piece. And what can we carry? Well, let's see, what can we carry? We can carry squad automatic weapons, the M249, the SAW. We can carry the M60. We can carry Stingers, we can carry Dragons, javelins, with, you know, all those cool sounding things. Make that argument to your gun grabbing buddies, and, you know, they'll completely forget what they were talking about. They'll be shaking their heads so fast it'll be a blur. It'll be like they were possessed. Now, balancing of interests. One thing that we constantly seem to have to do, and it's expected that we do this too, is to cater to the irrational fears of the people that are afraid of guns or hoplophobes. The U.S. News and World Report noted Monday that the Obama administration, perhaps frustrated in its inability to impose yet more restrictive gun regulation through the legislative process, is once again doing everything it can by executive order or action or diktat. This time, the infringement on that which shall not be infringed is to come via proposed new regulations barring hunters and target shooters from millions of acres of public land. They will regret that. Just ask the people of Long Island, New York. In Long Island, they have, you know, it's part of New York, guns heavily regulated. They're about to have to set a hunter-killer team out there to kill the white-tailed deer in Long Island. because there are no cougars or bears or bobcats or any, you know, predators there. So the white-tailed deer are becoming legion. And there's more white-tailed deer today in the United States than there was at the time of the writing of the Constitution. So, gun owners historically have been able to use public lands for target practice. They would be barred from potentially millions of acres under new laws drafted by the Interior Department, the first major move by the Obama administration to impose limits on firearms. With candor that has likely not endeared him to his higher-ups, a Department of Interior official freely admits that the idea here is not to make anyone safer. His name is Frank Jenks. He's a natural resource specialist with the Interior's Bureau of Land Management, which oversees 245 million acres. He said it's not much of a safety issue. It's a social conflict issue. He adds that urbanites freak out when they hear shooting on public lands. So in other words, vast tracts of land belonging to you and me, the people, are to become Second Amendment free zones, and without even the attempt to justify it through the fiction of public safety, but merely to save the timid urban herbivores from freaking out. Because we can't have that. This may not be the only component of this larger campaign to influence policy in favor of the easily and irrationally freaked out. Now remember, the gun-grabbing argument is predicated solely on emotion, on an emotional response. And if that emotional response begins to wane, then we have to figure out some way to stir it back up. Now, the Second Amendment, the First, the Third, the Fifth, the Ninth, none of those are subject to the democracy, to the democratic process, to the public opinion. But they want to make it so. And this is the balancing of interests. This past Wednesday at Salon.com, they described the practice of open carry, as opposed to concealed carry, as a new craze that is more dangerous than you think. And to support this dangerous claim, they cited psychological studies purported to demonstrate that the mere sight of a firearm is enough to set people on edge, rendering them more likely to unnecessarily engage in fight or flight behavior. Supposedly, if they pulled up behind a truck that had a gun on a gun rack, and he sat there for a minute texting his girlfriend or something, they would blow the horn quicker because he had a gun. Which makes absolutely no sense to me. If you're afraid of the gun and you see the gun, aren't you sitting there petrified, unable to drive the car? Much less blow the horn. We'll continue with this when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And welcome back on a Monday, first Monday of the year. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm talking about how you're supposed to give in to the balance of interests, which the Second Amendment is not supposed to do. Talking about a dubious study cited by Salon.com about people pulling up behind a car and the sight of a gun in the car perhaps making a fight-or-flight reaction happen to the driver behind them. I guess if the cost of reducing gratuitous horn-honking is further restriction of a constitutionally guaranteed fundamental human right of you to keep and bear arms, who are we to selfishly demand respect for our rights in the first place? We can't have that horn honking. Now, they never addressed the danger posed by public panic at the sight of openly armed, uniformed only ones. It's as if somehow, here's what I will say about law enforcement, and I'm going to have somebody on. I'm going to have Chuck Porter of Sheepdogs, Inc., who he's a former Marine, and he's former law enforcement, and he can talk to this because he's been there, he's done it. Law enforcement individuals, people that are in that profession are not superhumans. They're not, they have the same fragilities and the same capability of being wrong as you do. And simply putting on a uniform and attaching a shaped piece of metal to the left breast of that uniform makes that no different. They have certain duties, they have certain responsibilities, and they have certain powers in that profession. But that's it. They are as prone to being mistaken, they are prone to being wrong and afraid as you and I. So this idea that the trappings of a government-approved power somehow counter this supposedly ubiquitous panic reaction at the sight of guns, as if that in itself would not be a frightening illustration of a society degenerated into a docile, official authority, dependent timidity based upon being a sheep. That's all just crazy. That's just crazy. When you go into a gun store, lots of new people go into gun stores. And what are they going to encounter there at the gun store? They're going to encounter people wearing guns. Open carry states, they wear guns. Now, open carry activists say they want to eliminate this sort of fear over time. That kid in Beaumont, Texas. I don't know if he was an activist. I gotta confess, if in South Carolina I could carry a long gun, I would carry one of my ARs everywhere I go. I wouldn't carry it into a law enforcement place, of course. I wouldn't carry it into a courthouse. Everywhere where there's other armed people there to protect me, I wouldn't worry with it. But if I could, I would. And if I got, every time I got pulled over, I would sit there cheerfully knowing. This is one thing I don't understand about the confrontational aspect of it. They're not going to arrest me if I answer their questions. They're not going to arrest me if I get out there and say, well, you know, it's a statute. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to slap the mic. They're not going to arrest me if I say it's a statute. They know it's legal. They know it's legal. So if they get out there and say, why are you carrying your gun? And I say, well, they told me I could. The law says I can. Did I scare somebody? I didn't mean to. Sorry about that. Am I going to continue to carry it? Yeah. And I'm probably going to continue to carry that same path that I got called out on. And if I keep getting called out by the same people, now I'm never going to know who they are. And I'm never going to approach them. But let that little caveat pass in law. Let that become legal in South Carolina. And you'll never, it'll be like my belt. It'll be like I'm wearing a belt. I'll be wearing that long gun everywhere I go. Ah, golly gee. Open activists say they want to try to get people used to seeing that. And in an online list of goals, the open carry activists that come and take it America say they want to condition Americans to feel safe around those of us that carry guns. But then if you listen to Salon, then we're warned of the supposed potential danger of that. If you habituate people to guns so that they no longer perceive any threat, that might not be prudent. After all, fear can be a useful survival instinct. Let's see, who's saying this? Isabel Blanchette, she's a University of Quebec psychology professor. She's saying, I don't know to what extent it is beneficial or even possible to reduce fears that are actually very adaptive or normal or useful fears. She says, without a fear of snakes, for example, we might behave more carelessly around them and get bitten. So for those of you that are terrified of guns, it's useful for you to be terrified of an inanimate object. at least those not carried by the government's hired muscle. But then this, you got to ask the question, who is this useful to? And when you're seeking that answer, you can't help but observe that it serves the purposes of the government monopoly on force zealots rather well. That, of course, makes it useful to the enemies of our way of life. And that should really be all we need to know about it now, shouldn't it? That stuff. You can't make that kind of stuff up. A surprising statement coming out of Detroit. Police chief there says that he wants more citizens armed to prevent crime. This is a big city police chief where the murder rate in his city is 55 per 100,000. To give you a better, that's way above the national rate. And it's really an anomaly to hear a police chief say this. And that's because big city police chiefs are normally appointed to their positions, and most urban areas have a long history of hiring anti-gun Democrats to the positions. So as a result, it's a bit of a bombshell that Detroit Police Chief James Craig has stated his belief that an armed citizenry deters crime. This past Thursday, he said if more citizens were armed, criminals would think twice about attacking them. And Chief Craig has had to change his mind. When we look at the good community members we have who have concealed weapons permits, the likelihood they'll shoot is based on a lack of confidence in this police department. He added that he thinks more Detroit citizens feel safer thanks to, in part, to a 7% drop in violent crime in 2013. And he said he started believing that legal gun owners can deter crime when he became police chief in Portland, Maine in 2009. He was coming from California. He got to Maine, where they give out concealed carry permits just based on the fact that you're a good person. And he had a stack of CCW permits that he was denying. That was his orientation. But he changed that real quick because Maine is one of the safest places in America. He decided that clearly the suspects know that good Americans were armed. On the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR 760 AM, he said there's a number of CPL, concealed pistol license holders, running around the city in Detroit. I think it acts as a deterrent. Good Americans with CPLs translates into crime reduction. I learned that real quick in the state of Maine. Makes you wonder how many actually really know the empirical data that shows concealed carry saves lives, but refuse to believe the facts because they're more worried about keeping their job and appeasing their bosses that hired them, and they don't want to risk getting rid of that cush position with the hat and the badge. One of the reasons he may have come out, of course, is Detroit is in bankruptcy, and nobody can be hired or fired without being approved by the city's Republican-appointed bankruptcy oversight manager. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earth
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. There, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. As I leave you, okay, I opened up with talking about this supposed annihilation we would face if the government decided to come after us. And I use the Iraq and Afghanistan analogy a lot with that. But let's go back in history, okay? Let's talk about something that not a lot of people talk about very often. It's the Winter War between the Soviet Union and Finland. And it's actually a little bit better analog to what a war by a massive modern army might look like when they're going against a force comprised of tenacious reserves fighting on their own soil. The Russian military was vastly superior to Finland's in every way a common tactician would deem important. They had far greater numbers, far better logistical capability, far better technology, over 1 million troops, thousands of planes, thousands of tanks, versus Finland's 32 antique tanks, 114 planes, which were virtually useless against more modern weapons, and 340,000 men, most of whom were reservists, which were rallied from surrounding farmland. Sort of like the Minutemen, you might say. Finland had little to no logistical support from the West until the conflict was almost over, although FDR would later pay lip service to the event, condemning Soviet actions while brokering deals with them behind the scenes. Russian military leadership boasted that the Finns would run at the sound of harsh words, let alone gunfire. This invasion was going to be a cakewalk. The battle that followed would later be known as the Winter War, and it was an unmitigated embarrassment for the Soviets and a perfect example of a small but courageous indigenous guerrilla army repelling a technologically advanced foe. By the time the deal was struck to enter the Winter War, remember now, the Finns had about 350,000 people, mostly reservists. By the time the deal was struck to end the Winter War, 70,000 Finns had become casualties, along with 323,000 Russians. So, the Finns engaged a foe three times their size with better technology and killed them almost in a ratio of nearly 5-1. Huh, who'd have thunk it? Right now, in the current U.S. military, there's roughly 2.2 million people who are now seeing their promised benefits cut to support a welfare class that continues to grow. Many of them would perhaps, and perhaps a majority of them, would refuse to fight their fellow Americans, and those that did remain would be less than enthusiastic. They would face potential opposition from volunteers from roughly 100 million gun owners. Perhaps 4 or 5 million would actively support a rebellion. And there might be as little as 100,000 active fighters. That may not be enough. That doesn't sound like a very large force, but it is actually more than enough needed for fourth generation warfare, especially when trained by those Green Berets that I talked about, those Spec Ops guys that wrote the president and said, don't do it, or you won't like what happened. We would be supplied with intelligence from all sides. We would be sniping and sabotaging the relatively small number of military and political leaders in a nation that naturally chafes against tyranny. It would be highly unlikely that a tyrannical government that tried to take up arms against us would survive very long. And those that did manage to physically survive would have to head for somewhere nicer for them. Cuba, South America, somewhere in Africa. So, back to the Second Amendment being obsolete, back to the idea that we can't stand against our military, or any military for that matter. Take time to look at that. Seriously look at it. Not to sit there, of course, nobody wants that. I don't want that. I'm not advocating for that. Let's really hit them where it hurts. Let's take away their jobs. Let's take away their power. Let's let them go crying into the good night. But that's why the Second Amendment is in place. In case that doesn't work, and in case they go that way, that's our answer. Sit back and fret over the ifs and the what ifs and everything else. Hey, it's not going to be fun. It is not going to be fun. But we already have the high ground. We have the numbers. The ones that would start out, they would be joined by other people. We would be joined by members of the military, by members of law enforcement. We would have a lot of the tools that they would have, with a lot of the expertise to bring them to bear. And it doesn't matter if it's the Chinese or the Russians We would be the Finns on our home soil. We would be the indigenous homegrown gorilla. Now, I've never known Finland to be described as a particularly warlike nation or a particularly aggressive nation, whereas that's what we are. That's who we are. Can you imagine the way that dynamic works out? So when you're sitting around fretting about that, I mean, I do. I've got stuff over here. You can't see it on camera. I got a war belt over there, a couple of plate carriers, a running go bag, a couple of waterproof things, a backpack. I've got that stuff. And I'm prepared. But that's, I'm prepared for that, and I'm also prepared for flat tires, and I don't particularly care to change those. So if I can do it a different way, then that's the way I would rather go. So don't underestimate your power. Don't underestimate your capability. The law-abiding American citizen is a force to be reckoned with. The law-abiding armed American citizen just doubles that capability. We are good. We are exceptional. If it were the guns, this country would be awash in blood. In the amount of time that my show executes, if it was only once a week, there would be millions of murders. But that's not happening now, is it? Nor is it likely to. Because you are good. You're good people. We have our own little idiosyncrasies. This is not meant to disparage anybody that is worried about those kinds of things, because rightfully so, we should be worried about those kinds of things. But don't sit out there one second and believe that if we wanted to fight back that we couldn't and win. Now, one example I do like to use, and I'll use this going away. Chris Dorner shook the LAPD to its core. Now, the LAPD is a big group. These are a force all their own. They have two or three Black Hawk helicopters. They have capability most police departments don't have. And they had it before the era of the MRAP. They have a lot of bodies on the ground. A lot of people on the street. And one guy shook them to their core to the degree to where if they saw the silhouette of a vehicle that they thought might be his, they would shoot at it 122 times. And they were so shaken out of those 122 shots, they would hit somebody twice. And they survived. Now, if one guy can do that to the Los Angeles Police Department, what could 100,000 of us do if it comes to that? So don't sit there and say, well, they're just coming. Yeah, okay. I still got time for my turkey pot pie. I want you to remember this and remember it very carefully. It has never been about gun control. Never. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.